have harsh interrogations, some would say torture, produced reliable intelligence? Earlier this hour, we heard about today's Senate hearing. An FBI agent testified that harsh interrogations were ineffective. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has been making the media rounds, claiming interrogators obtained good information. And Cheney's argument has captured the attention of NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr.
It may surprise you to know that the central issue in the corrosive debate over harsh interrogation techniques is not what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew and when did she know it. The real issues are twofold: whether inflicting pain on terrorism suspects is effective in loosening their lips, and whether the practice can be morally and legally justified. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, who is clearly not disposed to go gentle into that good night, has been making the case for the efficacy of harsh interrogations. On CBS Face the Nation on Sunday, he said, "I am convinced, absolutely convinced, that we save thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of lives. But how is one to know?" Only this week word came of the death in a Libyan prison of Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, apparently a suicide according to a Libyan newspaper. The Washington Post called him a one-time high-value source for the CIA. Under pressure in an Egyptian jail, he told of al-Qaeda militants training in Iraq for chemical and biological warfare. The information prodded out of him served to undergird the speech of Secretary of State Colin Powell to the United Nations Security Council in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. Al-Libi, who said that his treatment at one point included being locked in a mock coffin for 17 hours, was perhaps the greatest source of bogus information after Ahmad Chalabi, the Pentagon's favorite Iraqi exile, whose information about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction turned out to be inventions. And so Dick Cheney may believe that rough interrogation broke down the resistance of terrorists and saved many lives, but it is just as possible, at least in some cases, that interrogation produced a lethal tissue of lies. This is Daniel Schorr.